Welcome to the Rabbi Yosef Kalter, Zichrono Livrocha, Bitocha Message Series, sponsored by Dr. and Mrs. David and Orly Simai, Lilo Nishmas, Elio Chaim, Ben Arav Chaim Yitzchok, and Oren Ben Moshe, and Leschus, Lerefua Shleimo, Lerefoil Daniel Ben Miriam Leah, and Devorah Bas Miriam, and Yosef Chaim Ben Miriam, Sora Brindel, Bas Gittel, and Yocheved Sora, Bas Ruma Feger. They should all have a Refuah Shleima B'Soch Sh'Orochei Yisrael. We're always constantly trying to find new ways, new means, new angles to strengthen our Bitochen. And we are convinced that the power of Bitochen is infinite, endless, can help us achieve anything and everything in this world. And the only thing is, we want to strengthen it. We need means to strengthen it because we know it's not just lip service, it's not just a song that we sing, it's not a button that we press. It's a deep-rooted, or the development of a deep-rooted feeling in the heart and a total and complete trust in Hashem. There's an interesting commentary by the Rabbeinu Yaakov Reb Hananel Skili, who was a Talmud of the Rashba. And I thought that discussing it, sharing it this evening, might be a source of some chizuk for us. He writes as follows: Shaboteach bo, one who puts his trust in Hashem, hu shomur v'notzur, he's guarded, protected, and guarded, watched and guarded, v'hashgochas Hashem bo tomid, and the supervision, and the intimate supervision of every detail of his existence is in him, on him, tomid, always. He's constantly, always protected, guarded, and watched from the by the Hashgachas Hashem. Sheshmiroso hi hashmira hameula, v'hashgachoso hi hashgacho ha'atzumo. The shmira, that watching over, is the ultimate watching over, and that supervision is the strongest form of supervision. V'dimo ha'avtocha b'Hashem Yisborach, and he compares the trust in Hashem as a migdal oiz, a strong tower. Klaimer, what does that mean? Kemishani toisef and islainin b'migdal oiz, one who has taken refuge in this strong, tall tower. Sheno yori mi dover b'olam, not afraid of anything, nothing in the world. I am protected on the top, all the way up, in this very strong tower. Shamigdalos yesh boi kol dover, and this migdalos, this tower of strength, has everything. It has wells of water. It has delicious food and sweet drinks and shields and weapons and the ability to conduct a great battle. Im kein b'migdalos ein machzor kol dover. In that migdalos, there's absolutely nothing lacking. Ein pachad ve'ein yira, there's no fear of any sort. L'mishni toisef boi v'nimlat b'toichei. To one who has gathered himself into this migdalos and he's escaped into it, he has nothing to be afraid of. And he compares the bitochen in Hashem to someone who is protected by this migdalois. This migdalois is taking care of all of my needs. Everything is taken care of. I have nothing to worry about, nothing to be afraid of. I lack absolutely nothing. I'm protected and sustained and supplied and assisted in everything and all of my needs through this migdalois. That's the moshel of a Baal Bitochen. Cain, he continues, Hanishan v'habiteach b'Hashem, b'shem Hashem, one who leans and trusts in the name of Hashem, who nishmar mikol ro mikol nezek, he's protected, he's guarded from evil and from damage. Ki hashgocha olav tomid, because Hashem's supervision is upon him always. That's the comparison to the Migdalo. He's completely and totally protected because Hashem is supervising me all the time. Shenema, as it says in the Pasuk, Ein Hashem el Yireyov, Lam Yachalim L'chastei. The eye of Hashem looks to the Yireyov, on those that fear him, and those that await his chesed, and Hashem is constantly looking to protect them. V'zeo mitzad ho'emes v'hatzedek. This is very interesting. He says it's mitzad truth, and just, because this is not extra measure of kindness. This is the way it should be. One who puts his trust in Hashem, then mitzad ha'emes, mitzad ha'tzedek, he should be protected in every way. Why? Fisha botech b'Hashem hu nishmar mikol ra, v'yiyah Hashem yisborach mashkiach b'tomid. Why? He should be protected from all evil, and Hashem should watch him all the time. When a person leaves all of his affairs in the hands of Hashem, he trusts Hashem is going to take care of everything, and casts upon him all of his dealings, nimso shetihye nafsho dovko tomid ukshura b'Hashem, his nefesh is clinging to Hashem. He's in the closest proximity to Hashem. He has thrown upon him all of his needs and all of his problems and all of his wants and all of his desires, and I'm just counting on him for everything. That creates the ultimate state of dveikus, of closeness, of clinging to Hashem, of intimacy with Hashem. Kam Hashem yisborach yedovuk imoy umashkiach olov. Hashem will be close to him and supervise him. The Baal Bitochon is bringing himself in the ultimate dveikus, the ultimate closeness to Hashem, because there's no barriers, there's nothing. I count on him for everything. I've turned to him, I've thrown everything upon him. I have nothing left. There's nothing I can do. There's nothing I can do about anything. It's all up to him. He is in charge. He is in control. He is the one who takes care of everything for me. So I have really connected. I have really created an intimacy with Hashem because my entire life is reliant upon him. And therefore, mido keneged mido, he comes back and he says, he'll be dovuk with us and be mashkiach on us. He will supervise us. He will be clinging to us. The dveikus that we create in our relationship with Hashem when we put our trust in him is reciprocated by Hashem's dveikus, and because of that dveikus, he supervises everything that happens, and with his special tmidius tika hashkocha on every aspect of our lives, that's why everything in our life will go for the good, all of our desires will be fulfilled, all of our needs will be satisfied, even our desires for luxury will be satisfied, Rabbi Yisrael Salanter points out, and this will all happen because I have created such an intimate relationship with Hashem by Hashlech al Hashem Yehov Chavuchu Yechal Kalecho. That's how he concludes. So he too will respond with me accordingly and grant me everything that I want, because just as I have created a dveikus with Hashem, a closeness with Hashem, so too mido keneged mido Hashem acts with me. This is really, I believe, a very significant piece. Because once again, as we've mentioned so many times, the greatest emotional obstacle, or rather the greatest rational obstacle to believing that Hashem will grant me all of my desires and all of my wishes and everything, is because maybe I don't deserve it. Shemagora machet. This Talmud of the Rashba tells us that there is a way around it. Because when a person throws everything on Hashem, Hashlech al Hashem Yehovcha, take your whole pekel, your whole package with all of your tzaras and throw it on Hashem, V'hu yechal kalecha, He'll sustain you. He'll take care of you. Because what you have done is express the ultimate dveikus b'Hashem, the ultimate connection to Hashem. I'm bonded with Him. I'm reliant on Him for everything. All of my tzaras, they're His. Everything I need, I cast it upon Him. Hashlech al Hashem Yehovcho. And Memela, V'hu Yechal Kalecho, He will now be dovuk in me. And it seems that the dveikus that Hashem has to us is a dveikus of His Hashkocha Protis. In other words, when He is constantly close to us, then He is personally taking care of all of the details of our lives. And when Hashem personally takes care of all of the details of our lives, we got it made. Everything we need and everything we want and all of our heart's desires, those are His intention and His desire to provide us. And when we have this sense of dveikus, we have a sort of a way around this shemagorim hachet. Yes, I may not be worthy of all of the things that I want, but when I put my trust in Hashem, when I throw it, hashlech al Hashem Yehovcho, when I recognize that everything is up to Him and about Him, and that's all that there is, then He responds mida keneged mida and says, I'm going to take care of you. I'm going to put all my efforts into you. I'm going to be supervising you at every stage of the game, and therefore you will be fully protected, and you will be able to receive all of the benefits and all of the needs of your life. That's an interesting piece here, just a footnote, that when we compare it to the Migdal Uz, to that powerful, to that strong tower, the examples that the Rishon gives are examples of luxury too. Macholim deshonim umashkim mesukim. He says, "Ein machzor kol dover." Nothing will be lacking, and he's talking about special, fat foods against tasty foods and sweet drinks, and these are things that aren't necessarily the necessities of life, but rather luxury. And this seems to support the contention of Rabbi Yisrael Salanter, and there are other indications as well besides Rabbi Yisrael, that the power of the Midas HaBitochen is not only on protection from negative in life, not only on the granting of positive things in life, but even on luxury. Not only on needs, but even on luxuries, things that we don't actually need, but even luxuries, the luxuries of life. If a person has bitochen, one can have that actual, those luxuries granted. And the famous story, which everyone seems to know, I think the Briskarov told it over. It's well known from Rabbi Yisrael Salanter that he had this argument once with the Rashash about whether bitochen is workable also on luxuries. And Rabbi Yisrael held it was. And the argument was, he says, I'm going to get a gold watch. I have bitochen, I'm going to get a gold watch. Seems it was a storm at sea, and this captain goes up on the deck and says to Hashem that if you let us get through this and dock at the next port, then I will take my gold watch and give it to the rabbi that I find there. Sure enough, the storms calmed down, and they made it safely to shore, and he comes there, and he finds the Rashash, and he says, I have a gold watch for you. And the Rashash looked at him and said, no, I'm sorry, this doesn't belong to me. Go deliver it to Rabbi Yisrael Salanter. So it definitely seems to be from this text as well, when we talk about the special foods and the sweet drinks, it would seem that we're talking about the power of bitochen, not only affecting and delivering on the needs of life, the necessities of life and the like, but even on the luxuries. One can, even for luxury, whatever it may be, turn to Hashem and rely on Him. And I guess it's the same method, because I'm dovuk b'Hashem, I'm connected to Hashem, I'm in the ultimate connection with Him, because I'm counting on Him for everything. I've thrown everything upon Him. It's all up to Him, and therefore He reciprocates midah keneged midah with that ultimate connection to me, and therefore it becomes irrelevant whether or not I'm worthy of the things that I want. But because of the fact that I cast them all upon Him and created this connection, He connects with me that way, is with me all the time, and makes sure to deliver personally all of my needs and all of my desires.